Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
May 4, 1806. A cold and disagreeable morning. Today the corps collect their horses as usual and set out early. The morning is cold. It may be early May, but in the mountains it still feels like winter. The men are hungry and trying to find an Indian village nearby where they were told they could get food. Captain Clark writes about the disappointment.
On the river a little above this creek, we arrived at a lodge of 6 families, of which we are Kumpt had spoken. We halted here for breakfast and with much difficulty purchased 2 lean dogs. The inhabitants were miserably poor. We obtained a few large cakes of half-cured bread made of a root which resembles a sweet potato. With these we made some soup and took breakfast. The lands through which we pass today are fertile, consisting of a dark, rich loam. The southwest mountains, which appear to be about 15 miles from us, still continue to become lower. They are covered with snow at present, nearly to their bases. Lewis's River appears to pass between those mountains near the north extremity. Those hills terminate in a high, level plain between the Kuskuski and Lewis's River. One of our pack horses slipped from one of the heights and fell into the creek with its load, consisting principally of ammunition. But fortunately, neither the horse nor load suffered any material injury. The ammunition being secured in canisters, the water did not affect it. After dinner, we continued our route up the west side of the river, 3 miles opposite 2 lodges, the one containing 3 and the other 2 families of the Chopunish Nations. Here we met Tetuarski, the oldest of the 2 chiefs, who accompanied us last fall to the Great Falls of the Columbia. Here we also met our old pilot who descended the river with us as low as the Columbia. These Indians recommended our passing the river at this place and going up on the northeast side of the Kuskuski. They said it was nearer and a better route to the forks of that river, where the Twisted Hair resided in whose charge we left our horses. Captain William Clark, May 4, 1806.
The captains decided to take the Indians' advice and prepared to pass the river with the aid of the Indians' canoes. They crossed the Snake above Silcott into Whitman County, Washington, and continued upstream on the north bank. After crossing, they encamped, having traveled 15 miles that day. The camp was in Whitman County on the Snake River, some 3 miles below present-day Clarkston. Tomorrow, Clark's medical abilities appreciated.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Narration by Hal Hansen. Production assistance from Chad Reinhardt. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at YellowstonePublicRadio.org.